A very good morning on behalf of Teach 630. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Chav Dalet, Chulin 124a, pagination is 247. We'll start at the Mishnah on the third wide line. We're dealing with the case of a hide that is being skinned fresh from the animal. And the rule is that the hide, until it's formed into something, is not going to be tameh. It's not going to have the rules of tuma, ritual impurity. But if it is still in the laws of meat, as in food, so then it could become tameh and likewise carry tuma because it's judged like the meat. So the Mishnah states, Or sheyesh alav kezayis basar. If you have hide that has a portion of meat attached to it, a kezayis, hanogeya betziv hayotze mimenu, a person touches the sliver that's coming from it, uvesayra shekinegdo, or the hair that's opposite it, that's connecting to it, tamei, it's going to be a conduit of Tuma. If the meat is tameh and the person is tahar, or the person is tameh and the meat is tahar, there's going to be transfer. The Rambam, when he brings this in Avos HaTuma Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, writes, Or sheyesh alav kezayis nevela, the hide which has on it a kezayis worth of meat that's not tahar, it's tame, it's nevela, died without shechita. Hanogeya betziv hayotze mimenu uvesayro shekinegdo me'achore ha'or. If a person either touches a sliver of the meat or touches the hair that's coming out through the hide that's connecting it to the meat, nitma, that person would become tame. Mipnei sheha'or Bisairo shomer lebasar, because the hide with its hair is a guard for the meat, and the rule of a shomer, just like a yad, is that it's connected, it's an extension, just like a handle is an extension, so a shomer is included in the rule of the meat. Now, I read and translated the wording as we see it in the Rambam, as it might be read, because the word is written with a base. Sheha'or besairo, the hide in its or with its hair, is a guard for the meat. The problem is that the presentation that we have over here in the Mishnah and the understanding that we have of the topic is that the hide and the hair are not, or bisairo, it would much better be worded, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, sheha'ar visairo, that the hide and its hair are a shomer to the basar. The hide and it's here, not the hide in its here. And that's indeed what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. Higirsa nachona. It should be read as a vav, not as a vase. Now, this opens up, and this is why I mention it, an entire discussion point in texts. What would be a legitimate reason to suggest that there's a mistake in a holy text? You have a Rambam, it was copied meticulously, very carefully, to maintain accuracy. If someone sees a text that doesn't quite read correctly and suggests maybe it was a copyist error, how does that work? And what's interesting is that the way they did copying was often that one person read and the other person wrote, not that the same person is eyeing it in the original text and copying it into a new text, but that it was done audibly. If so, it's not so hard to imagine the copyist error's origin. If someone is reading with a vav, sheha'or visairo, and the other person who's copying, who's writing, doesn't have his head in the sugya, he's copying words from what is being dictated. It's not far-fetched to imagine that he hears sheha'ar visairo, writes it with a vase, and then people reading it think that it's meant to be a base, or in any case, that it's visairo, bisairo. It's a totally different translation. With a vav, it means and. With a vase or base, it means in. We have a similar discussion regarding the famous topic in Shulchan Aruch called basar b'chalav, which literally means meat in milk. And people readily understand it's the case where meat falls into milk. But what about milk falling into meat? Why would they call it basar b'chalav? And in fact, the suggestion is made that it's meant to be basar v'chalav. But just changing it to a vase doesn't change anything. The translation remains the same. And the wonder, of course, is, could it be that what was really meant was basar and chalav, meaning with a vav, and somehow it got switched to a vase? And some people even word it as bays. The upshot is, at the very least, in all probability, it would be nicer to transliterate it, when we do, into English, to use a V, vichalav, so that you're playing it safe. It could be either a vav or a vase, as opposed to basar bichalav, using a B. Be all that as it may, it just makes us aware of this concept of, is there room to understand the word differently than it's written, if there's indeed basis to do so. Going back to the Mishnah, Hayu alav kishnei chatzai zesim. If this hide, instead of having one solid portion of meat, a kezias, in one place, it has two half zesim. So the rule of, according to the first opinion, is mitame b'masa, it would cause tuma when you carry it, because you indeed carried two halves, means a whole, v'lo b'maga, but not in touch, because you didn't touch any one of them in one place, divir Rabbi Yishmael, that's the view of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva, Omar Rabbi Akiva says, lo v'maga v'lo v'masa, not in touch and not in carrying, because when it's less than a portion, it becomes batal, nullified to the hide, and it has the rule of the hide, and is not involved in the laws of Tumah. Omoda Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva agrees, b'shnei chatzai zesim, if you have two halves, independent of hide, you just have two halves of tamei meat, shetach van bekisam, and you sent a splinter to connect them, vihisiton, and then you moved them, shehu tamei, that he would become tamei, the tumah of nevela from this meat, umepneima Rabbi Akiva metair ba'or, why does Rabbi Akiva say it's tahar when it's attached to the hide, mepnei sheha'or mevatlon, because the hide has the power to nullify it. But when it's independent of the hide, Rabbi Akiva holds that you could connect two half portions of meat to create tuma. But Rabbi Akiva only indicates the case of masa, where it's the equivalent of carrying it. So he carried the entire kezias through two halves at the same time without hide to be mevatel. What would be with contact? You have two pieces of meat. They're connected with a keesum, with a splinter. Is that considered touching a whole piece of meat, a portion, or not? Art Scroll Note 36 in the brackets explores this according to the opinion of Rashi. I will mention that the Rambam, Avos HaTomos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, rules clearly in the name of Rabbi Akiva, in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Shnei Chatzai Zesim, Zesim Shetochvan Bekisam, if a person attached two half portions with a splinter, Hanos on Tame, if you carry them, your Tame, Sharinosa Kezayas, because he carried a portion, a Kezayas, Vahanogeya Tahar, but touching it, the person would still be Tahar, She'en Chibure Adam Chibur, because attaching it by human intervention is not considered an attachment. So you see, the Rambam in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, at least, is ruling that carrying does produce the Tumah status, but touching it does not. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.